entendu le cri ?
Quel cri ? Non, j'ai rien entendu, j'étais avec le sangle. Mais pourquoi ça me fait nous oui ?
Martedì 24 maggio su radiosonar.net, io sono Claudio Contini e vi do il benvenuto a una nuova puntata di Original Street Grooves, il vostro contenitore di hip hop and funk. Questa sera dedichiamo la puntata a un gruppo che in qualche modo è stato influente come pochi altri nella seconda metà degli anni 80 e che ha segnato il suo nome nella storia dell'hip hop. Parlo della BDP, Boogie Down Productions, che è una sigla che sostanzialmente stava inizialmente dietro a due nomi: KRS-One, MC, uno dei più importanti personaggi della storia dell'hip hop, e Scott La Rock, DJ e beatmaker, purtroppo ucciso quando il gruppo era sostanzialmente appena nato ed aveva appena prodotto il primo album. Poi nell'arco degli anni la Boogie Down Productions ha cambiato faccia in tanti modi, nel senso che ci sono stati parecchi personaggi che si sono uniti al gruppo sia come membri veri e propri che come membri collaterali. È rimasta la costante di KRS-One in quanto leader e in quanto rapper unico del gruppo Boogie Down Productions, appunto. KRS, che peraltro sentiamo tutti i martedì all'inizio all'interno della nostra sigla, Nick La Police, Cat Killer, è lui che sostanzialmente è KRS, che dice Assassin de la Police, che in realtà dice Sound of the Police, tratto dal suo brano dallo stesso nome. È registrato però più avanti, quando oramai la Boogie Down Productions non esisteva più e lui, diciamo, ha continuato a registrare, cosa che tuttora fa, sotto il suo nome. Però, come vi dicevo, la Boogie Down Productions ha avuto una vita che è durata per 5 album, con inizio nel 1987 con lo storico Criminal Minded. Boogie Down, che sta ad indicare nello slang newyorkese il Bronx, perché il nucleo che ruotava appunto intorno a KRS-One e Scott La Rock si identificava fortemente con il quartiere di provenienza ed era nato proprio come contraltare a quello che era il sorgere della Juice Crew, che era, diciamo, inizialmente formata soprattutto da Marley Marl e da MC Shen, dove il Queens veniva portato in alto. KRS-One inizialmente era molto fiero della sua provenienza appunto dal Bronx e voleva affermare quello che era il suo quartiere, il suo borough, come il borough di origine dell'hip hop. Tant'è che il primo brano che passò alle radio e con il quale si fece conoscere la Boogie Down Productions fu quello che ci andiamo per ascoltare, che si chiamava South Bronx. BDP, yo.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott La Rock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This Funky Fresh Jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx. The South, South Bronx. South Bronx. The South, South Bronx. South Bronx. The South, South Bronx. South Bronx.
Many people tell me this style is terrific. It is kinda different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialized in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attacked. You got dropped off MCA, cause the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live, cause you're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
I came with Scott LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder. Money folder. You want a fresh style? Let me show you. Now, way back in the days when hip hop began, with Coca LaRock, Kool Herc, and then bam, Beat Boys ran to the latest jam. But when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People's getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried again outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark. But yo, they didn't care, they turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, rolling thick with cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Projects, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives crew, the Cypress Boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as Wallace had seen, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the dregs in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then nerves will become shop. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, 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 South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
South South Bronx, pezzo che per chi è più giovane magari dice poco, però in realtà questo brano è un brano storico, un brano che fece scalpore nel suo anno di uscita, 1987, specialmente a New York, veniva passato continuamente nei club ed era un brano che andava a rappresentare un po' quello che era il battle rapper nella generazione di fine anni 80, battle rap, battle battaglia che si creava tra KRS-One e MC Shen soprattutto, ma in sostanza tra la Boogie Down Productions e la Juice Crew. Tra l'altro tendo a sottolineare che è stata una battaglia vera e propria a livello proprio hip hop duro e puro, e sempre stata a livello amichevole, tant'è che KRS-One e MC Shen sono sempre rimasti in buoni rapporti e hanno poi fatto diversi incontri riportando questa loro storica battle anche in tempi più moderni e su diversi palcoscenici. Questo era lo spirito dell'hip hop. Come disse MC Shen, se KRS-One non mi avesse mai risposto al mio brano The Bridge, fondamentalmente io non sarei stato famoso come oggi sono. Questo è lo spirito dell'hip hop, e KRS l'hip hop lo ha sempre rappresentato al 100%, insieme a Scott LaRock, che come vi dicevo fu ucciso in circostanze ancora oggi misteriose, 5 mesi dopo l'uscita di Criminal Mind del 1987. Come potete intuire dal titolo, Criminal Mind era un album che, dai temi molto crudi, che si occupava di tutto quello che succedeva nelle strade del Bronx, da molti è considerato il primo disco di gangsta rap, comunque un disco che ha ispirato il gangsta rap. Dopo la morte del suo amico e DJ fidato Scott LaRock, KRS-One un anno dopo cominciò a cambiare rotta e nel 1988 fece uscire, sempre sotto il nome di Boogie Down Productions ma senza il compianto Scott LaRock, il secondo album del nucleo, che si chiamava By All Means Necessary, album che prendeva spunto sia dal titolo che dalla foto di copertina da Malcolm X, e i temi erano molto diversi rispetto a quelli di Criminal Mind. C'era un hip hop più conscious, un hip hop che distendeva più la bandiera della pace in qualche modo, tant'è che c'è anche un pezzo che si chiama Stop the Violence, che ha poi creato lo Stop the Violence Movement, che vide confluire parecchi rappers dell'epoca molto molto interessanti. Questo fu un album dove KRS-One dava spazio al fratello Kenny Parker a livello di produzione, Kenny Parker che diventò membro ufficiale della BTP, così in questo modo. Poi c'erano anche vari nomi collaterali, tra i quali Willie D, D-Square, eccetera eccetera. L'album vedeva KRS-One ovviamente protagonista al microfono. Il pezzo che ci ascoltiamo era il singolo, che aveva anche un bellissimo video, che si chiama My Philosophy, Boogie Down Productions.
Yes. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you, who is more dramatic, is this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the one. Punk, and I'll jump up to attack one. Terrorist one is just a gotta lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-C-O-T-T. I just laugh. Number two, my philosophy. Number one was poetry. You know it's me. You know it's my philosophy. Many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable. I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. collects. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft pump? You walk down the street and get jumped. You gotta have style and learn to be original. Original. And everybody's gonna wanna diss you. Like me, we stood up for the South Bronx. And every sucker MC had a response. My posse from the Bronx is thick. In real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just settle.
Seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I play the nine and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teach it to the artist. Stop and new concepts that they're hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rap is like a setup. A lot of games. A lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so and so. Just wick, wick, whack, wick, whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me show you something now about hip hop, about D-Nice, Melody, and Scott LaRock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show DJ Scott DJ LaRock. Scott LaRock.
You're a philosopher?
Yes, I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. How many MCs must get dissed before somebody says don't with Chris? This is just one style out of many. Like a piggy bank, this is one penny. My brother's name is Kenny. That's Kenny Parker. My other brother, ICU, is much darker. Boogie Down Productions is made up of teachers. The lecture is conducted from the mic into the speaker. Who gets weaker, the king or the teacher? It's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Teachers teach and do the world good. Kings just rule and most are never understood. If you were to rule or govern a certain industry, all inside this room right now would be a misery. Misery. Would get along nor sing a song, cause everyone would be singing for the king. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Am
so
I
yo, what's up? It's me again, Scott LaRock, KRS, BDP again. Many people had the nerve to think that we would end the trend. With criminal minded and mindage, just only 10 funky, 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 funky hit records.
Hit records.
No more than 4 minutes and some seconds. The competition checks and checks and keeps checking.
Checking.
They take the album, take it home and start sweating. Why? Well, it's simple. To them, it's kind of vital.
Vital.
To take KRS-One's title. One. To them, I'm like an idol. Some type of entity. And everybody's rhyme, they want to mention me. Or rather mention us, me and Scott LaRock. But they could get bust, get robbed, get dropped. I don't play around, nor do I F around. And you can tell by the bodies that are left around. When some clown jumps up to get beat down. Broken down to his very last compound. See how it sound? A little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. Fresh for 88, you suckers.
Suckers.
My Philosophy, gran pezzo, insomma qui parliamo della storia dell'hip hop, questa è veramente una lezione di storia, questo episodio non ve lo dovete perdere dall'inizio alla fine, ve lo dico perché ci sono proprio i capisaldi della Golden Age, siamo a fine anni 80, 1988, quando usciva By All Means Necessary, secondo album della Boogie Down Productions, questa era My Philosophy. Andiamo un po' ad esplorare quelli che erano i personaggi collaterali alla Boogie Down Productions, che erano sostanzialmente parte del nucleo ma non erano parte del gruppo, cioè non erano negli album targati Boogie Down Productions, però poi uscivano album che vedevano la Boogie Down Productions coinvolta a livello di produzione e di partecipazione. Un disco che è stato un po' dimenticato, come d'altronde la sua protagonista, fu Diva di Miss Melody. Miss Melody era questa rapper, secondo me molto talentuosa, di Brooklyn, che era molto molto obesa, diciamo, si vedeva un po' questo suo problema, e fece infatti abbastanza scalpore il fatto che KRS-One e Miss Melody si sposarono nel 1987 e si facevano vedere tranquillamente in pubblico, insomma, ovviamente molti prendevano in giro KRS per avere questa moglie così in carne, diciamo, ecco, ma insomma c'è stato tra loro un matrimonio che è durato 5 anni, che poi KRS-One ha definito un errore. Ma al di là di questo, in quel periodo Miss Melody ha anche fatto uscire un album, appunto nel 1989, album che si chiamava Diva e che vedeva proprio la partecipazione di KRS-One, ma soprattutto la produzione di Kenny Parker, un disco targato BDP a tutti gli effetti, che ha dei pezzi molto molto interessanti a mio avviso. Noi ce ne andiamo ad ascoltare uno questa sera che si chiama Live on Stage, Miss Melody.
On a dope beat, I got some fresh rhymes I want you to meet. Number one is known as the first verse. Here it comes, so let it disperse. Rhymes flow out of my brain onto a page. They flow from out of my mouth when I'm on stage. Get nice, get right, get loose, get hype. I know that I'm your type, a female artist, cause I rock the hardest, the nicest, the twice as fresh. Woman enough, yo, I got the right stuff. Dopey dope, not your average yokey dope MC. Live on stage. being real. No cover-ups, no lipstick. Yo, what's up? It means style and character. You know all the stuff I'm throwing at you. I ain't living foul. You said you wanted a new style, so here's a black cow. Straight from an untouched pile of poets and poetess. The strive to be the best, better known to the competition as perfectionist. We come correct, we give no less. Don't take my word, double check it. Go out and buy the record, then come to my show. So when they say I'm fresh, you can say I know. Stage, my spirit is uplifted, my mood is shifted, my frame of thought is different. This is what happens to me. I transform from a gray day to a blue sky, from a caterpillar to a butterfly, from a schoolgirl to a poetess, from an amateur to the unrespected best. I'm still a friend, a wife, a rock savior, more like Mother Nature. I could either kill, kill, or create you. Put you together, separate you like laundry. When you see the sister coming, you better dodge me. I got extra rocks.
Live on Stage, Miss Melody, produzione di Kenny Parker. L'album si chiama Diva. Se lo trovate, ascoltatelo, perché è un album molto interessante. Lei aveva anche una bella voce, secondo me, un bel flow. Una delle rapper femminili dimenticate, che invece meriterebbe di essere un po' rivalutata. Tra l'altro è morta molto giovane, a 43 anni, per una malattia non ben specificata. In ogni caso, in quel periodo, nella sua militanza a BTP, aveva registrato questo album, che è un bel ricordo della sua carriera, anche se è stato sostanzialmente l'unico disco da lei registrato. Passiamo adesso ad un altro protagonista che era nel giro della BDP, un protagonista che abbiamo ascoltato spesso qui a Original Street Group, perché secondo me è uno dei rapper più interessanti della Golden Age, che ha fatto due dischi senza un errore. Sono due dischi veramente che spaccano. Parlo di D-Nice, membro spesso citato da KRS-One ai suoi esordi. Nel 1990 nell'etichetta Jive Records uscì il suo primo album, che si chiamava Call Me D-Nice. Qui lui curava anche la produzione. D-Nice, che ancora oggi è attivo come DJ, tra l'altro molto richiesto nelle feste e nei club a New York. Ci andiamo ad ascoltare il pezzo che si chiama It's All About Me, un bel braggadocious rap, come si dice in gergo. Questo è D-Nice.
I hear you've been looking for the nice, but now I'm here, standing clear in your sight or your vision. I only recommend to your visual. Mess around and this becomes critical, easily, cause any rapper I ruin. You're talking about ruling me? What could you do to me? Nothing. You're fronting, it'll be your last. Mess around, punk, and get a foot in your ass, cause my voice on wax, getting paid in stacks. You trying to diss? Well, you might get smacked. In fact, I might stomp you straight in the ground. So kill that talk and have a coke and a smile. Or else have a glass of milk and a cookie. Cause to me, you're just a rookie in my world, playing my game. To hang with the nice, you must be insane. I ring like a shower with power, serving MCs every hour on a platter, watching you shatter like glass. Falling by the mass, I'm draining by the class at last. I'm here to go tear you up. Now you know what I'm saying, so just shut the hell up. Cause if not, you better throw your hands in the air and prepare to go to war with this here. Kick, 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 kick like Caesar. Talk about your crew right down to your skeezer. So just ease off or else decline. Taking you out any season, not just summertime. So choose your season to tangle. I can strangle with my microphone cable. Now I played you. No matter what you suck, it's still crumbs on the table. So be able to hold your own weight. But do not make the mistake and come straight to my face. Saying I'm too young for this, please, huh? Cause I fry it like fish. But just in case you misunderstood or can't comprehend, then boy, you should pick up the telephone and call me D-Nice. Area code 808 and I might teach you how to rhyme on beat. Teach you that dog don't rhyme with street. Show you how to tell a real hit from a flop. And teach you what's whack don't rise to the top. Stop. But let me tell you something. Stepping to me is like self-destruction. I don't malfunction, nor do I get high. Before you disrespect, you better buy my album. Better yet, the first chapter. Peace to Red D Square and Blastmaster. And any rapper who tries to disrespect D, it's all about me.
It's All About Me, grande flow, quello di D-Nice, BDP Night, qui a Original Street Groups. Adesso ci occupiamo di un altro personaggio fondamentale della storia dell'hip hop, specialmente nella seconda metà degli anni Ottanta. Un rapper che in realtà aveva iniziato la sua carriera anche prima di KRS-One, almeno a livello discografico, poi è stato inglobato in qualche modo nella Boogie Down Productions e nel 1987 uscì già il suo secondo disco. Parlo di Just Ice, dal Bronx, uno che ha fatto dello stile aggressivo e del liricismo classico newyorkese i suoi punti di forza. Nell'87 uscì il suo secondo album Cool and Deadly, dove c'era la partecipazione di KRS-One e anche l'arrangiamento e in qualche modo la produzione della Boogie Down Productions. Ci ascoltiamo un pezzo che veramente è indicativo dello stile, perché non c'è, praticamente non c'è beat, è una sorta di beatbox che accompagna il suo rap super aggressivo e potente. The Original Gangster of Hip Hop, Just Ice.
This record you're about to hear, The Original Gangster of Hip Hop, contains explicit dirty lyrics like fuck, shit, ass, bitch, your mother's dick, asshole, all that shit. Hit it, DMX. Check it out now. To my man, KRS-One. To my all-time brother, Scott LaRock. He's in here forever. Right about now, we gonna get busy like this here. Murderer. When it comes to a rhyme, homicide, never doing no time. Take my lyrics direct, I'm always getting respect. I get your girl in my arm, she's sure to get wet and very drippy. Then I lick those titties, make her reach a highest peak. Then she'll come with me with a splash. Then I grab an ass and insert my dick and just stroke fast. So pardon my diction, but feel the friction. I am the key, your body's the ignition. So assume the position, but get your back ready. But just I started solid and steady. To hear my vocab, you might think it's bad. If I ever fucked your girl, I'm guaranteed to make her glad. Slim or chubby, smart or real nutty, service is just ice. We'll make her bloody, make her think it's a prank. While we go to the bank, withdraw every dime, leave the bitch with a blank. Say thanks a lot, give me everything you got. Broke with cash, but rich from my rock. Ingenuity, I must serve vicious. Just don't think of it as love, it's only lust. On the block, I spot ya. Suckers, I drop ya. Girl, I got ya. Cause my words rock ya. When I start a rhyme, brothers come in fear. Then girl, believe them. Come close to here. Sir, this is just ice. They know that I'm fresh. Hear my voice on vinyl. Then touch me in the flesh. All I do is wink. Make the girl think of putting her man right on the brink. Submit her feelings to my slightest whim. Take her to my dressing room and get busy again. I understand why brothers don't like my presence. When it comes to a girl, I'm the most pressing. It's the truth and facts. With power that's packed like your hooks on cracks. Nah, you ain't jack. Shit, counterfeits are illegitimate. Bitch, got a wobble for a walk, a swagger for a switch. Imitators of the world know that it's a must. to have a body, a brain, a name like the Just. If you think that's all I got, something left. It's my music on legs. What's your name?
DMX.
I'm gonna ask you a question. I want a straight answer. No jiving and playing. I'm serious as cancer. Are there a lot of MCs who are jokers and pranksters?
Yes, but you are the hip hop gangster.
To switch around the answer, bring it right to the top. Sir, this is Just Ice, the gangster of hip hop. Use a rhyme for a gun, intellect for a bullet. My nasty, crafty ways will execute it till the fullest. Commence to say a rhyme, and suckers will log it. The freshest shit you wrote was the leapest thing. Garbage got a witness by my side, the truth to tell. You can ask B.I., my brother Shamel. Just come to a party, watch me raise some hell. Coming straight from Brooklyn where the warriors dwell. Get my point across well and keep it together for a sucker MC. I'm just plain terror. If that's not enough, hold on for a second. DMX and KRS is the best, I reckon. But if you want to save this for a rainy day, hold up. That's the fucking part right there. This tragic magic and throw him away. Cause we're not down together. It's no big fam with the scheme that's mean. It will be a scam like I'm planning and plotting. So suckers start rotting. You're fiending for a break of music junkie. You're nodding. I'm an MC instructor, a musical conductor, a rapping destructor. Put your rhyme in a gutter where they belong. Cause your shit is weak. So for all of your pussy class, just lick the street. I see prodigies of the highest degree. Plateau, so you know that I'm the epitome of words and lyrics that opposing are against. The master of the phrase, the king of a sentence. Clear as a crystal or hazy like a blur. If you don't know my name, I think you better call me sir. Address me with respect, now your feelings are suspicious. Precise, Just Ice, another word for vicious. Get up on the mic, then I reach my peak. Might take 4 days or even a week. Cause I'm fresh as ice or tender as a kiss. You can say Just Ice or say Justice. Don't try to revoke the words I spoke. You take heat from the wise, cause I never choke. I will never ever diss you, but it will seem when I say that the end justifies the means. To challenge or oppose, no one really knows. Won't laugh at my wrath, cause the pain will show. Explain my skill is what hell of a task. All the science goes on, but how long can you last? I'm exalted, present rule of my empire. And with my skills, I move a level higher. Check your steps, be sure you don't front. Cause the way that you rhyme, you ain't nothing but a puppy punk. Gonna do my thing, coming straight from the heart. And inject my song, leave my trademark. Cause I'm a gangster, and you're not. You're a sucker, and I rock, wind it up. About your run, come call me. But make sure you can pay me. About your run, come call me. But make sure you can pay me. Cause I can't take no grass to fill up my rust. I can't take no loss because I need my mask. Quiet toss, run!
E questo era il grande Just Ice, the original gangster of hip hop, uno che ha fatto una produzione discografica tra fine anni 80 e inizio anni 90 notevole, che veramente rappresenta quello che era lo stile classico di New York in quel periodo. Andatevelo a rimediare, andatevelo ad ascoltare, se non lo conoscete avrete molto da imparare dal suo stile. Oh, torniamo un attimo ai pezzi della Boogie Down Productions, perché nel 1989 uscì il terzo album targato BTP che si chiamava Ghetto Music, dal quale ci ascoltiamo il classico You Must Learn.
Word, they suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? It's quite simple. You must learn. Yet while the style that I speak, just deal with facts and you will never get weak in the heart. In fact, you'll start to illuminate knowledge to others in a song. Let me demonstrate the force of knowledge. Knowledge reigns supreme. The ignorant is ripped to smithereens. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? Cause I don't accept everything that you're telling us. What are you selling us? The creator dwelling us. I sit in your unknown class while you're failing us. I failed your class cause I ain't with your reasoning. You're trying to make me you by seasoning. Up my mind with C. Jane Run. See John walking a hardcore New York. Come on now, that's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in a school this ebony, African history should be pumped up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See spot run, run get spot. Insulting to a black mentality, a black way of life or a jet black family. So I include with one concern that you must learn.
Just like I told you,
you must learn. Believe that if you teach in history, deal with straight up facts, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught, cause black and white kids both take shorts. When one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorance swoops down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? With Eli Whitney, Haile Selassie, Granville Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Latimer improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic lights. Harriet Tubman freed the slaves at night. Madam C.J. Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be harsh, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system, one that caters to a black return, because you must learn.
Nel 1989 KRS-One aveva definitivamente abbandonato lo stile filo gangster che lo contraddistingueva all'inizio della sua carriera per prendere le vesti di teacher e philosopher, ormai si definiva in questo modo. Ghetto Music, The Blueprint of Hip Hop era veramente un album molto molto conscious, che si rivolgeva alla sua comunità, denunciava le violenze della polizia, denunciava le ingiustizie sociali e razziali, e KRS-One, diciamo, al fianco di Jack D diventava il personaggio principale per quanto riguarda appunto il conscious hip hop. Un bellissimo disco, You Must Learn, è un classico, come d'altronde lo erano South Bronx e My Philosophy. Ho scelto proprio i pezzi più classici della sua discografia perché vale la pena sempre riascoltarli e diffonderli anche a distanza di tutto questo tempo. Oh, allora, adesso invece ci spostiamo, anche se rimaniamo nello stesso anno, 1989, su un personaggio che è stato più che altro collaterale alla Boogie Down Productions, o comunque ci ha militato soltanto per una parte della sua carriera. Però siccome è un rapper che a me piace molto e che tra l'altro ha una storia nell'hip hop, ha una sua impronta nell'hip hop lasciata nel tempo, è venuto anche a Roma a un Incompatibile, una delle serate dedicate a Jaime, ho avuto modo di conoscerlo, un grande personaggio, e comunque ha avuto a che fare con KRS-One e con la BTP, vi voglio mettere un pezzo dal suo album di esordio che uscì nel 1989, appunto. Lui si chiama Freddy Fox, l'album si chiama Freddy Fox Is Here e il pezzo è Keep On Doing It Like This.
Now I'ma pump a new record up loud like thunder. Get your minds going, so you all wonder, how does he do it? Grab his mic and run through it. Open to the public, so suckers can chew it. Cut terror, terrorize wannabe stars, while I rip through my rhymes like a rocket to Mars. The man keeps going, strong forever, over bumps and bruises, but loses never. I gotta move, I can't sit too long, cause if I'm idle, I start thinking something is wrong. Cause I'm a warrior, can't be beat and won't lose. Rap is the life and profession I choose. Can't take a rest, I'm still in a rush. I'm out to conquer and just cold crush. Condition my mind and keep both eyes open. Even at night when I'm resting, I'm scoping. See, once I start, I gotta finish up. Nobody leaves until a record is cut. When I aim for the stars and I won't miss. Cause I'ma kick it like this.
Like this. Like this. Like this. Like this. Like this.
People all over had a serious doubt that I could grab the microphone and burn it out. But microphone burning is a serious sport, so I burned every rapper that played on the court. Ha, tales of cut terrorists seem to scare a lot of DJs getting paid out there. They hear about speed and an accurate scratch, so bring the whole batch, cause know what to match. Quality shows in the style of the rhyme, and when the scratch
scratch track hits, the charts are all mine, cause I work hard and never was a quitter. Like Les Fox is a home run hitter. If you follow the intro, you know what I'm saying. Seated in business, and I ain't playing. Light shines on the man that you see in your presence. Those that are jealous, I'm mere peasants. When a child is born, he's already a striver. You make him like the Fox, a soul survivor. I shoot for the stars, the top and won't miss. Yeah, and I'ma kick it like this, like this,
like this,
like this,
like this,
like this,
like this, like this.
Now getting on the top ain't hard to do, and if I gotta ruin reps, I'ma do that too. Cause I'ma take out the maddest, out rap the baddest, with just my mind, slim up the fattest. I'm on a mission, the house competition. Freddie the Fox, got you hoping and wishing you could grab your mic and knock me out the box. Come on, not the Fox. Now here's an example of poetry in motion. Grab your trunks, cause I'ma flow like the ocean. You rappers ain't ready yet, Freddy is right. I pump about a million watts through a mic. Keep it dancing all night till your feet start aching. Bass pumps loud till your bones start breaking. Security runs because the wall starts splitting. I'm trying to explain to you how hard I'm hitting. Girls out front can't wait to touch me. Fellas look mad, but they won't rush me. Keep it all cool and the jam won't miss. And I'll keep kicking it like this.
Like this.
Like this.
Like this.
Like this.
Like this.
Lo stile incorruttibile di Freddy Fox, dall'album Freddy Fox Is Here ci siamo ascoltati Keep On Doing It Like This, un album difficile da trovare o comunque un po' dimenticato ingiustamente secondo me. Lui è un grande rapper, ha militato intorno alla Boogie Down Productions e fa quindi parte della scaletta di questa sera, la scaletta di Original Street Groove dedicata alla BDP, Boogie Down, che è il nomignolo che viene dato al Bronx già dagli anni 70 in realtà, ma forse anche da prima, insomma ci sono anche pezzi passati musicali nell'ambito soul e tutto in cui il nome Boogie Down esce fuori. Boogie Down Productions, quindi le produzioni del Bronx sostanzialmente guidate da KRS-One. KRS-One è uno che ha dato spazio a parecchi nomi femminili. Abbiamo già ascoltato Miss Melody e nel 1990 uscì anche il disco della sorella di Miss Melody. Questa se la ricordano in pochi secondo me, anche quelli che all'epoca avevano già un'età come me per ascoltare musica hip hop. Parlo di Harmony. Harmony è stata parte della Boogie Down Productions, un po' dimenticata anche lei, però insomma diciamo non ha fatto molto successo con questo disco, ma è un disco di qualità. Si chiamava Let There Be Harmony, uscito nel 90, appunto. Lei è una rapper ma con una voce molto bella anche come cantante, tant'è che dopo ha abbandonato la carriera di rapper è diventata, pensate, una cantante gospel, attività che ancora oggi fa. Si trova nel coro gospel di Brooklyn, la sua città, il suo quartiere nativo. Ci andiamo ad ascoltare quindi una piccola chicca da questo album del 90, Harmony, il pezzo è Pound Cake.
Nobody could ever do you like I do.
harmony, 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 harmony. I think you're lovely and you're bubbly and you're doubly attractive. As a matter of fact, I'll give you all that you desire. Harmony, just come and quench my fire. Can I move again, a groove again, I do you to the beat? Well, I just smile and say, ain't that sweet? Let me tell you about my man. And I hope that you understand that nobody, nobody else can do me like you know he can. Break, break, break in your face, that is.
Questa, non ve la ricordavate, dite la verità. Harmony, Pound Cake, dall'album Let There Be Harmony. Avete sentito che infatti c'è anche la voce cantata, quella è sempre la sua, è sempre lei, riusciva a rappare e a cantare. Insomma, un disco targato Kenny Parker, Boogie Down Productions, come beatmaking e ovviamente con il blueprint della crew di KRS-One. Fece soltanto questo disco qua, però non è male, andatevelo a risentire anche questo, se volete. Siamo arrivati quasi alla fine, una fine che vede ancora protagonista KRS-One con il suo gruppo originale, perché nel 1990, stesso anno dell'album di uscita di Harmony, uscì il loro album numero 4, vale a dire Edutainment, che è un nome che mischiava appunto le parole education e entertainment. Qui c'era forse l'apice dello spirito in qualche modo, come si dice, proprio teaching, educativo, sì, di KRS-One, Edutainment, un album che vedeva KRS in versione super conscious. Tra l'altro, non l'ho detto, ma insomma un po' si sente, un po' lo sapete, KRS-One e la Boogie Down Production sono stati forse i primi a mescolare lo stile reggae dub con l'hip hop. Ci sono vari esempi, specialmente su questo album qua. Io però vi voglio far ascoltare quello che è il pezzo che dava il titolo al disco stesso, che c'ha una base super funkettona che a me piace molto e ancora oggi secondo me è uno dei pezzi pop più potenti di sempre. Edutainment, Boogie Down Productions.
It seems that I became a landmark in the hip-hop field of art. I shed light, yet my skin is dark. I'm not concerned with climbing the chart, 'cause why should you pay when it comes from the heart? I'll start, 'cause only Ja will create it. I'll just name it, Edutainment. People sit and they look at my album like a problem, they try to solve them. They don't know, it only leads the way to a bright, more positive day. By itself, it's not the bright day. Sit up straight and hear what I say. Fear and ignorance, I'm down for stopping this. But the bright day is your consciousness. I am a poet, my words will heal you. I'm not a phony, I really feel you. That's why I walk and talk to my nation, wherever they are, in any situation. They usually ask for an autograph, and I'll whip out the pen and just write blast. Master, KRSONEBDP, peace and unity. But do not concentrate on the paper. Concentrate on the laws of the creator. 'Cause when the paper's gone, it will deceive you. But Allah will never leave you. Nothing I say now is hypothetical. These are the facts, a little metaphysical. We are one, every heart, every lung. So why then was the black man hung? He was hung by the so-called Christians that went to church and did not listen. See, Jesus couldn't stand politics, so they nailed him to the crucifix. Then it was that way, today it's a trigger. So why is the Pope such a political figure? I don't know, but it's really beyond me. But through knowledge, they'll never con me. 'Cause from Jesus Christ to right now, every time a black man speaks up, kapow. See, people Hallelujah. And not the message coming through the speaker. If the Christians really heard Christ, the black man never would have lived this life. My point is that do not concentrate on what I say, create, or debate. I might be great and you might admire, but what I say is to take you much higher, more higher than the physical plane, to the plane of forces and the astral plane, the mental plane and the final three. They're all around you, yet you can't see. So grab the spear of life and aim it, and you'll be guided by edutainment.
The Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One e Rest in Peace a Scott LaRock. Questa era Edutainment, album uscito nel 1990. La Boogie Down Productions come nome a livello discografico è esistita fino al 1992, quindi tutti i pezzi che ascoltiamo questa sera vanno dalle origini della Boogie Down Productions, 1987 fino al 92. C'è però un'eccezione e ve la voglio far sentire adesso, perché lei è stata, quindi l'ennesima presenza femminile, lei è stata parte della Boogie Down Productions, anche se il suo esordio discografico è avvenuto dopo lo scioglimento della Boogie Down Productions, vale a dire nel 1996. Parlo di Heather B., rapper del New Jersey, che oggi è anche una personalità radiofonica e televisiva, ha fatto anche delle apparizioni come attrice, fece questo primo disco che si chiamava Taking Mine, che era veramente, veramente potente. Ce lo ascoltiamo in quello che era il singolo principale che le fece fare anche un discreto successo internazionale, che si chiamava All Blocks Down, Heather B.
I'll break it down like whatever you want.
All clocks down, arriving is the bulletproof lyricist. Ah, rude boy, big up, now hear this. I'm classic, like a Coca-Cola, why don't you roll a L and make it spiffy? Are the L's twisty? Oh yes, let's get lifty. Long live the rugged female, Heather B. So all you gun-waving niggas, put down your glocks, please. No need for playing the heart anymore. The bulletproof lyricist is knocking at your door. So open up, let me in, let's get nasty. If you wanna, I'll freak that butt like a film by Heather Hunter. Touch you, cut you, I might just bust you. Bust your shit, MC Tongue Trick, East Coast King. How I swing, bounce to Brooklyn. No need to tell you what I partook in. Just know Heather B is back in town, there's no question. All clocks down.
Clocks down.
Hit it with that funky sound.
I can break it down like whatever you want.
Clocks down.
Hit it with that funky sound.
Break it down like whatever you want.
Glocks down, hit it with that funky set.
I can break it down like whatever you want.
Glocks down, hit it with that funky set.
I can break it down like whatever you want.
Walking with my middle finger up, brown Tim stepping through. Coming soon to a corner spot near you. It's the sidewalking, rap talking, hip hop sister. No need to try me, mister. You got rhymes, go for it. We need no chorus. Freestyles coming from the door. And who's testing the untestable? Styles flexible. You're gonna have to bounce 12 rounds. TKO by the third. Fuck what you heard. I didn't feel like playing around. Cause you's part time with a part rhyme. Committing no crimes and claiming to be hard on the block. So feel my phone, my beat, my vibe. Recognize that I'm live or alive. You know the time. Kid, just raise up, rise up, open your eyes up. Already got you sized up, so wise up, bitch. A L to the neck, a double deuce of best. And now my mindset, I'll be rowdy to the death. Do us part. One love, my crew right here in heart. Don't even play me, son. You'll get dead, done. Turn it, all gats, all guns. I'll leave your shorty with her hair undone. And then you know Heather B is back in town. So no question, all clocks down.
Hit it with that funky set.
I can break it down like whatever you want.
Clocks down.
All Glocks Down, vale a dire tutte le pistole giù. Anche questo era un pezzo antiviolenza, un pezzo che fece fare a Heather B un buon successo, come vi dicevo prima. Passò anche nelle radio e passava anche il video su MTV. C'era il tocco di Kenny Parker, diciamo lei che aveva militato nella Boogie Down Productions. Poi ha fatto un disco quando ormai la Boogie Down si era sciolta, però è comunque rimasta in buoni rapporti con i membri, quindi ho voluto passarlo perché secondo me merita. Oh, la Boogie Down Productions sostanzialmente, una volta scioltasi, ha visto KRS-One diventare solista. a livello proprio burocratico, nel senso che i suoi album da quel momento in poi apparivano come KRS-One e non più come Boogie Down Productions. Ce ne sono stati tanti storici, Return of the Boom Bap, l'omonimo, I Got Next, che sono dei classici secondo me, ottimi dischi, però noi questa sera ci occupiamo soltanto della parte in cui era ancora chiamato Boogie Down Productions. E l'ultimo album a questo nome uscì nel 1992, si chiamava Sex and Violence, era una sorta di esperimento sociale in cui già dalla copertina e dal titolo stesso si vendeva al pubblico sesso e violenza. Poi ovviamente dentro c'era tutta una serie di critiche sociali molto aspre e molto dure, anche nei beats che sembravano più duri del solito. Fu un disco che all'inizio spiazzò un po' l'ascoltatore, ma secondo me rimane un grande, grande album da ascoltare ancora oggi. Il singolo che lo anticipò, che mi ricordo ci faceva impazzire a noi dell'epoca, perché c'aveva veramente sto sound crudo con KRS-One che sembrava incazzato più che mai, si chiamava Duck Down, e io ve lo voglio far ascoltare questa sera a Original Street Groups, BDP, Duck Down.
All boys up down. Aye. Cal Joe in the house. T-Swan in the house. Check it out. You're stuck up, your luck's up, you're fucked up, your mud up, you can't even jump up. So shut the fuck up, what up?
Ramses Duck, Duck Down, KRS-One, uno dei personaggi più importanti della storia dell'hip hop, non solo per la sua carriera discografica che è lunghissima e ancora oggi attiva, è uscito da poco un suo album molto interessante secondo me, la Boogie Down Productions, lo abbiamo capito questa sera per chi non lo sapesse, è stato uno dei gruppi più influenti, ha avuto tanti nomi che sono usciti da quel giro lì, ma è stato anche influente per tanti altri motivi, libri scritti, letture universitarie, cose benefiche create ed organizzate da lui e anche supergruppi. E voglio chiudere così la serata di oggi con quello che è stato un pezzo sostanzialmente creato da lui, dove ha coinvolto tantissimi rappers dell'epoca che lo hanno seguito per quello che era un messaggio fondamentale in un momento in cui la violenza nei ghetti in America era al suo apice. Non che oggi purtroppo le cose siano cambiate più di tanto, però insomma fu uno dei primi ad affrontarlo in maniera così diretta e con la collaborazione di tanti altri rappers famosi. Avrete capito, per chi lo sa, che sto parlando di Self Destruction, pezzo registrato sotto il nome di Stop the Violence Movement, pezzo creato appunto da KRS-One. E in questo brano c'erano, oltre a lui, D-Nice e Miss Melody, appunto, che all'epoca facevano parte a tutti gli effetti della Boogie Down Production, c'erano gli Stezza Sonic, c'era Cool Mo D, c'era MC Light, c'era Dougie Fresh, c'era Just Ice, c'era Heavy D e c'erano anche i Public Enemy. C'è anche il video del pezzo, andatevelo a vedere perché merita, è veramente un all-star game di quelli che erano i rappers all'apice in quel periodo. Importante anche il messaggio, pezzo da paura, con il sample storico di Funky Drummer di James Brown e di Pass the Peace dei JB's. Questa è Stop the Violence, Self Destruction. Con questo pezzo qua io chiudo questa scaletta che spero vi sia piaciuta. Andatevi ad approfondire la BDP, mi raccomando. KRS-One, number one, you're all the teacher. Io vi ricordo che Original Street Groups, come tutte le trasmissioni di RadioSonar.net, è disponibile sempre in podcast su app e sul sito anche di Gemini Network. Noi ci sentiamo martedì prossimo alle 18.30 e mi raccomando, seguiteci perché stiamo per arrivare alla fine della stagione, eh? Quindi mi raccomando, perché i saluti saranno belli potenti. Un abbraccio a tutte e tutti voi e grazie ancora da Claudio Contini. Peace out, ciao!
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction.
Self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife as his wife cried, cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that
self-destruction, yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction, yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction, yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction, yeah.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Funky Fresh, dressed to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC Light's on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school him some more.
Just straight from the mouth.
Oh, why?
And daddy-o,
do a crime,
end up in jail, and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother had?
You little sucker, you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. D-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach to each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid. It's
self-destruction, yeah, it was self-destruction. Self-destruction.
Again, the bombs and that must cease and settle. If we want to develop and grow to another level. level. We can't be guinea pigs for the devil. The enemy knows they're no fools, because everyone knows the hip hop rules. So we gotta get a grip and grab what's for. The opposition is weak and rap is strong.
This is all about, no doubt, to stop violence. But first, let's have a moment of silence. Swing. We've been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one ain't going dish your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Self-destruction.
My name is Just Ice, a man, not a prankster. No fun. The time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore we must ignore. Fighting, fussing. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another. It broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother. Treat him as an equal. They call us animal. I don't agree with them. I'll prove it wrong. But right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy deep, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim. Picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but did the vets give a duck? There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so